The table erupted with groans.
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
Story time. So kids are back in school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every night at supper, most nights, my wife will be like, okay, we're going to go around the table and everyone is going to tell about their day. And usually we go oldest to youngest or youngest to oldest, one of those things. Mm-hmm. Well, Corbin is the middle child, so he's always the middle.
Yeah.
So we say we go through Zebedee. Zebedee tells about his day, usually a couple things, what he ate for lunch. Mercy goes through her day, a couple things, what she ate for lunch. That's always a part of it.
Okay.
Then we hit Obadiah. He gives a decent summary. Maybe something special happened or met someone in the recess, at recess. Of course, what he had for lunch. And then we get to Corbin. And Corbin starts off with, well, first, Mom turned on the light and I got up this morning. And everyone goes, oh, no. Because he's going to give a play-by-play from that moment. Everything that happened. What he had for breakfast. What clothes he put on. Then in first period, the teacher stood up and said this. And we're all like, oh, no. Malachi's, I'm never going to go. They're never going to get to me. I'm never going to tell my story.
The food's getting cold.
Oh, we've already eaten. That's important. Okay. We do that first. And of course, he's going to give us blow-by-blow of his lunch, too, of course, because that is a theme in our house. But it is important that when someone's talking to you and they have something to say, it is easy to glaze over and stop listening, especially when it's hard for you to find interest in what they're talking about. But that's a skill I think we all need to learn, is how to listen even when we really don't want to. Because they're telling you about their life. They're telling you about who they are, what they're excited about. And we want to tell them about Jesus. And we want them to be excited about that, too. So we got to really work on our listening skills. Although by fourth period, I think we're all done with whatever Corbin was talking about. Here's Jesus Happened from Baylor Wilson, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.